Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. A call for increased police patrols in Orthodox neighborhoods following two recent attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Councilman Chaim Deutsch is also asking the Brooklyn DA's office to seek hate crimes charges against the suspects in the attacks. They took place Sunday in Borough Park and yesterday over in Crown Heights. Authorities in Maplewood, New Jersey, warning residents not to open their doors to strangers here. This following an attack on a woman in her home yesterday. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says a man followed the woman home about 11:30 a.m., then forced his way into her house and sexually assaulted her. The suspect remains at large. The Hudson County Prosecutor says she stands behind her decision not to file charges in connection with the alleged rape of a New Jersey state official by a Phil Murphy campaign staffer. Esther Suarez also fired back at allegations that she interfered in that case. The investigation has now been reopened and transferred to the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office. The interim head of NYCHA says he has his days. In an interview with the Daily News, Stanley Brezhnev says there are some mornings he wakes up and says, "What the hell am I doing?" But he says he hasn't given Mayor de Blasio a specific date on when he'll leave the job. Says, quote, "I'm not walking, even though my wife thinks I'm nuts." Turkish media have published details now of an audio recording set to capture the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The account says Khashoggi was tortured during an interrogation and then murdered. President Trump, meantime, says he wants to hear the tape himself, if it exists, he says. And the man behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouse says he's calling it a career. Sesame Street puppeteer Carol Spinney says he's retiring after nearly 50 years on the show. The 84-year-old Spinney says the physical requirements of the job have gotten a bit too much. He stopped doing the puppeteering for Big Bird in 2015, now only providing voices. 1010 Winds, AccuWeather. Oh, yeah, the Hawk is headed in. Windy and cold tonight with a low of 39 degrees. It'll only reach 49 during the day tomorrow with sunny skies and a strong wind back up to the upper 50s on Friday. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.